What's going on, guys? It's Matt from the Gen X Gamer Podcast, and I just wanted to say, after you listen to the show, be sure to go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave a review. If you don't feel like typing on a review, that's fine. Use that star system instead. 5 star if you like the show, 1 star if you don't.
Also, hit that follow button so you stay up to date on the latest episodes, and hit that bell icon so you get notifications when the newest episodes drop.
Also, you can drop by the X page if you have any topics or suggestions you would like for us to talk about, or if there's a game that you want us to play and review, you can leave that on there as well. So without further ado, guys, let's get right into the show.
Gen X Gamer Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. I'd like to address an issue for a mistake that I kept making in the last episode where I kept referring to the recently released Spider-Man 2 game. I kept referring to it as Spider-Man 3, and it's not really Spider-Man 3, or it's not Spider-Man 3 at all, but it's actually Spider-Man 2, but I did notice that I referred to it like, I think it was like 3 times to Spider-Man 3. Technically, if you want to get technical, there was the first Spider-Man that got released on the PS4, and then Miles Morales, and then the new Spider-Man that got released, so technically, it is Spider-Man 3, but it's actually the title of Spider-Man 2, and I want to apologize for making that mistake. I try and be, you know, no one's perfect, but I try and be as perfect as I possibly can, and I did notice that I kept referring to Spider-Man 2 as Spider-Man 3, and that's not the case at all, but I wanted to get that out of the way before the episode even starts and apologize for making that mistake. I am human, and I'm going to make mistakes, and I would like to apologize once I catch them in the, you know, the following episode. But what I want to talk about in this episode is a game that I picked up this past, I think it was like last week. As games always do on Steam, they go on sale. If it's a game that I've, you know, been waiting on, or, you know, if it's a game I'm really excited about, I'll pick it up immediately. But if it's a game I'm kind of interested in, or something that really catches my eye in the trailer, I'll kind of wait. You know, if I'm not excited for it and want it right then, you know, right then and there, I'll pick it up once it goes on sale. And one thing I love about PC gaming is Steam always has games on sale, like all the time. If I see a game that I really like, or I'm kind of interested in, I'll add it to my wish list, and I always get notifications all the time about, hey, this game's on sale, or you know, one of your items on your wish list is on sale, or, you know, the price has been reduced. I don't even know if I even had this one on my wish list. I had seen the game before, and it looked kind of cool. I was like, yeah, I'll eventually get around to playing it one day. But the game I want to talk about is Evil West, and I'm really glad that I picked this game up. I picked it up for like $26 on Steam. I think that's how much it was. But the game, I really enjoyed it, man. It's not really a long game. I think I got like 12, 13, maybe 15 hours. I probably should have checked that before I started recording, but I know I looked at it a couple days ago. I want to say I had like 12 or 13 hours in it, and I can't really remember right offhand if there are side missions. I think it's pretty, I mean, it's a linear game. I mean, you pretty much, it's a straight shot to your next objective. I mean, there's really no side missions or anything. I mean, there's like side paths and stuff that you could take to, you know, you can run over here and pick up some, you know, some money. Or you can run over here and pick up like a cosmetic item or something like that. But as far as like side item or side quests, I think there was side quests, but maybe I just didn't do them. I'm pretty much, when I play games like this, I'm like straight to the point, like bang, 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 you know, all the way to the end, knock out the game, and then I'll go back and, you know, hit the side quest, or I will do a new game plus and then hit the side quest along with the story because I've already completed it. But anyway, it's a 12 or 13 hour game, and the game Evil West was created by a company called Flying Wild Hog. They're known for the Shadow Warrior games. I never really played the Shadow Warrior games, but from what I understand, they're really good games. It's not really my cup of tea, so I never really got around to playing them. But Evil West, like when I saw the game on the trailer or wherever I saw it at, it looked really cool. Like the graphics are awesome, and I'll get around to the graphics eventually. But I mean, the gameplay was really cool, and it looked kind of like the games that I used to play back on, like maybe the 360, PS2, just really linear games. I mean, the game starts, you'll start on a path and you'll run to an objective, and on the way there, you'll climb over like a wall, or you'll walk through a path or something, and you'll you'll come out into this open, like, little mini arena area, and you know that's, you know, a fight's about to take place, because this is actually a third-person shooter game, which has got some melee combat, and it's, you know, you walk through a path, you walk over here, you climb over a wall, you know, you might punch through a gate or punch through some boards or something and get into the next area, and you'll see this, like, a small little open arena style area, and that's where the fights take place. And once you finish that, once you clear that out, you move on to the next area. You may go down a path, or you may, like I say, punch through like some boards or something, and, you know, move on to the next area. But it's a really linear game. It's not really open world. It's just straight to the point, on to, you know, straight to the objective, and it's, you know, bang, 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 and you have fights along the way. There are boss fights in the game. I can't really remember how many boss fights there are, but I mean, the bosses, this isn't really a challenging game. It's there were times where I felt like I got overwhelmed with enemies. There was a lot of this game kind of just drops a whole bunch of enemies on you, and I mean, you're equipped to taking them out. You just got to remember all the skills you learn along the way, that you have to use those skills in order to take out all these enemies. And there'll be like mini bosses, and or actually, once you beat a boss, it'll eventually become a mini boss. As you fight another boss, you'll have to fight that, you know, what was previously a boss is now a mini boss. You got to fight him and the main boss, and that happens quite frequently throughout the game. Basically, you're playing as a protagonist, and his name is Jesse Rentier. You also play along a side of a guy named Edgar, I think it was. And essentially what you are, you're like a vampire hunter, and you eventually through the game, and you eventually run into your dad, who's also, he was like the head of the corporation, and basically he trains everyone, and he's trained Edgar, and of course, you know, he trains his son, Jesse, but Jesse's like the main protagonist that you play as, and you'll meet all kind of people along the way. You'll meet people that, you know, help you, because you have this thing attached to your, I think it was just like your left hand, and basically what it does, you can use it for like electrical power. Basically, you can use it like to block attacks and everything, and it's really cool, and you can upgrade it along the way, and it's very useful in your fights. And you'll eventually meet a guy that helps you upgrade that. You basically capture like these vampires that help you, because I mean, the main goal in the story is to defeat Felicity, who's like she's like a little vampire kid who's basically given Jesse and Edgar and I think William was Jesse's dad's name, basically just giving all of them like hell, and you're trying to get to end game and fight her and wipe her out and take out this whole like vampire, trying to like basically overtake everything, and you're trying to stop them and just wipe out all the vampires. I would like to say that the performance in this game is like, if you look at the performance, like what you need to run the game, the performance or the specs actually of what you need to run the game, you'll see like they're extremely low. Like I figure, you know, 60 frames a second, that's all you really need. You don't all this like 120 and 240 and 360 and all these, you know, all these extremely high frame rates. It's putting a lot of strain on your computer, and you really, 60 frames to me, I mean, it's my opinion, it's not a factor or anything, but the way I see it is 60 frames a second is really all you need. I mean, 60 frames is like butter smooth to me. So I have a cap on all my games at 60 frames a second, and that's basically what I cap all my games at, and it seems like this game was just a lock 60 and never dropped a frame rate. But as I said, you can go on Steam and you can look at the system specs and the system requirements, and everything is extremely low for this game. So I don't know, like, it's a very beautiful game, and I guess it's just really extremely optimized. I wish a lot of the games that come out these days were optimized as well as this game was, because it just ran butter smooth, and it's almost like I didn't even drop a frame. I mean, it's an Unreal Engine 4 game, so it's not like it was Unreal Engine 5 or anything, but it was an extremely gorgeous game, and it played butter smooth. And one thing I guess if I had to nitpick or something like that, I would say like with the combat was a little bit like, it's like your character's really weighted, like when you're fighting, it's like he swings like kind of slow or whatever. But I mean, Jesse's a big dude, but you know, he's not going to come in here like lightning fast. There are some attacks that are faster than others, but just his overall combat and everything is kind of, you're kind of like weighted and slow. But as I said, you're vampire hunters. You're basically just trying to wipe out all the vampires and essentially stop Felicity from overtaking everything. But 13-hour game, it's extremely short. Like I say, it's very linear. You run here, fight these enemies, go down a path, go off the beaten trail, go somewhere else, and then you fight another group of enemies and rinse and repeat. And then basically, once you get to the end of the stage, it's a boss fight. And then you move on. There's like a hub area, like once you complete a mission or complete like a quest or something, like you'll essentially go back to the hub area, which is like kind of like a saloon or whatever, and then you'll go talk to these different NPCs that basically send you on your next mission. But overall, not really a whole lot to say. I just wanted to sit down and do an episode on it because I'm really glad that I picked it up. It caught my eye back when it got announced. I think this came out, but it was released in November 22nd of 2022, so last year. It got released last year. but the first time it was ever announced, it kind of caught my eye because it looked kind of cool, but I was like, oh, that looks kind of cool. I'll check it out eventually. But I'm really glad that I picked it up because I had a blast playing this game. It does actually have New Game Plus, and once you finish the game, if you do pick this game up based off of my review, which I really appreciate that if you do, I mean, it means a lot to me that you're taking what I'm saying into account. But if you do pick this game up, it is, like I say, a really short game, like 12, 13 hours max. It does have a New Game Plus, so you run through the game again with all your unlocks. It does have like a skill tree that you unlock stuff with along the way. Like I say, New Game Plus, you can start over the game and with all the skills you already have and run through it again. So I may right now I just picked up Phantom Liberty DLC for Cyberpunk, so once I finish that, I may go back through it again. Not really sure. I also picked up Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine because I've never played it and I want to beat that game before Space Marine 2 comes out, but that game got delayed, so there's no telling when that game's going to be released. But I just wanted to sit down and, like I say, do an episode on Evil West. I really enjoyed it. Awesome little game. Like I say, it was extremely well optimized. It ran butter smooth, 60 frames a second locked all the way. I really wish a lot of games would take a play out of the Flying Wild Hog playbook, because they really optimized this game really well. Great PC port, because I know it's also on Series X and PS5 as well, so optimized very well, and I wish a lot of games was optimized as well as this game was, and it was just really fun, and I'm glad I picked it up and glad I got to pick it up at a discounted price and waited for it to be on sale. So without further ado, guys, that's all I really wanted to talk about, and I will catch you on the next episode. You guys stay cool, keep on gaming. Peace.